Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Last night I had the weekly rubdown. It wasn't last night actually, it was two nights ago. I had the weekly rubdown boys joining me in Bloke in a Bar Studios, flew them down for another draft episode. Try and do these once a month. Sometimes they extend out to about 6 weeks or so, pending schedules and whatnot. But we thought we'd get them down here, round two, not that long after draft day, and talk about how we drafted. Go through our side, absolutely roast each other. The boys, they're in a little bit more of a shallow comp. Mine's a bit of a deeper one, but I did take a fair few punts, and I also went against a lot of the stuff that I said in the preseason in our show before draft day as well. So I had a bit to answer for. I had a bit to wear in this one. So if you're in the business of hearing the guru get absolutely roasted, I would highly advise this podcast for you. The entire thing will be available a little bit later this week. I think it will be available either Thursday night or Friday morning would be my tip. So stay tuned for that. It will also be available on YouTube. We are just having a couple of Western Guamas with the video. So I'll let you know exactly when it is ready, when it will be dropping and all those sort of things. But if you are a draft player, a little preview of it here, talking about Natty's team, then starting to talk about my team. Very, very good chat. We absolutely wear it, the three of us, myself, Natty and Wooker. And all of this content will be available a little bit later this week. This show, of course, is called The Wire, named after the waiver wire. If you're not a draft player and you're new to all this, the waiver wire is where all the players that are unowned sit. And it's where you go and pick them from every week. It's probably the most important part of Supercoach Draft. So very, very exciting. Another episode in for this month. It will be dropping later this week. Stay tuned for more details.
Or Lindsay Collins, and I went Matt Lodge.
I thought you said Jared was in for a big season.
Well, he has to be playing to have a big season, so he's not playing.
Does sound like something he would
check
say.
Check team list,
does,
bro. I don't think he's playing. Yeah. So Matt Lodge, and then that first game, he was looking like he was going to score 70 in base.
Mm. Like he was winding up.
Fuck, he was playing well.
Once again, I don't mind it that Matt Lodge is out for X amount of weeks. When he comes back, he'll probably play big minutes.
He's probably more likely to play
when it matters as well,
yep.
Which I like. Your next pick, RFM, really like this one. Obviously playing more as a middle for the Canterbury Bulldogs.
Yep.
Pros and cons, I guess. But I'd be happy with this where you got him.
Yeah, at this point, I was just picking the next best bloke.
I picked him in one of my other leagues, and I watched him pretty closely in the first round. He looked like he was labouring a little bit with his foot. So
I don't think he's
100%. I was a little bit concerned about that because he obviously had that big out stint last year.
Yeah, and I think that this pick, it's still good value, but I think it would have been not as good if Luke Thompson was still playing.
Yeah.
Him missing helps a lot, as with your Max Kings and the Canterbury boys. So it will be interesting when Tevita returns, depending on which Tevita we get and how the sun rises that morning. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I think he knows.
Pick 13, Egan Butcher.
Yes, this was a guru pick. Listened to a lot about you talking about Egan and how he was going to come to the side. And obviously with the injuries that the Roosters have had, it cemented him in for big minutes. Watched a lot of him in the first two rounds. I think he's just warming into this position.
Underwhelming thus far.
100% he is. But the effort's there. I just don't think he has the motor right now for the 80-minute edge-back role spot.
Well, he's never been an edge guy.
No, exactly. So. And I think they can't afford to move him out of that spot now. It's his.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, on the weekend, obviously Keary loves to use his edge back rower. When they can spark up a bit of a combination, and when Egan can get used to running that line, catching the ball close to the line, in contact, and keep moving, like, that combination is going to be successful.
Yep.
The thing I like is he's in there, he's making tackles, he's making runs, which is what you want to start with your edge back rowers. And then on top of that, if you can get that attacking upside, that's fine. So where I got him, I'm happy to stick it out.
Where you got him is unreal.
Mm. Yeah, I'm happy to just wait and see what happens there.
Yeah, I like it. Pick 14, you went for Cola from the Manly Seagulls. Fuck, you'll see one of my strategies was that I went without a fullback this year, essentially. So I was looking at him. Just
all positions to go without.
Bold strategy, Cotton. Jesus.
Yeah, but once I show you what happened in my comp, I think you'll understand.
Cheese
but anyway.
And biscuits.
I mean, my fullback, Osako, got the top score in round one.
Another Wookerism.
You know.
Fucking.
What are you going to do?
Cut that up, bro. Cheese and biscuits.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
Bacola, I like it. I like the Manly right edge. He's going to have his low games, but I think for a pick 14, dual position guy, gone.
Yeah, he didn't last long on my side, don't worry.
No, he didn't, which shocks me because he is. If he was on my waiver wire, there would be rape and pillaging going on.
A lot of blokes didn't last long.
But the reason why he's not in his team is because our waiver wire got loaded up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I was fifth. I might have been fifth. There was four blokes ahead of me on the waiver. Someone dropped Sean Lane, and those four blokes let me get Sean Lane.
This is where I've got a lot of question marks over your competition.
Mm.
A lot of question marks.
There's some rage traders amongst
them. Natty's brother-in-law. What do you expect? Fucking
punishing.
Collusion.
Just those cartons.
Collusion.
Those cartons are coming your way, Lele. Cheers.
All right. So the moves that you've made since then, run us through those.
Yep. So before round one, obviously, just talked about it, Sean Lane was dropped. And I put in the waiver with Cannon Kohler in there, got rid of him, picked up Sean Lane.
Yep.
So another casualty king on my bench waiting for them to come back.
You've created your own scenario, though.
Which is fine because my back rowers are my weak spot.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, Sean Lane comes back in 5 weeks. It ain't so weak. So I'm happy with that. After round one, obviously, I copped the Matt Lodge injury and I was just... Oh, Adam Elliott as well. Matt Lodge, Adam Elliott, and I just wasn't happy with RFM. So I dropped Adam Elliott for Bryce Cartwright, which I'm very happy with. I love the Carty Party at the moment. I dropped RFM for Jackson Ford, and I dropped Matt Lodge for Royce Hunt, which did not work out.
Mm. Royce Hunt?
So at the moment...
You're big on him.
Yeah, yeah, look... I'm not sure what happened with him.
Are you going to pick and stick with him?
I think he got about 6 minutes. Now, whether they're easing him back in from that elbow injury, which is most likely,
yeah.
I can't see him getting that sort of minutes to go forward. But, like, obviously, wasn't a great pick. But there'll be strategies with my picks coming up that'll be very heavily bet-orientated that are coming up. We've got a bet this week and then a bet in round five that my next waiver wire moves will be all around those bets.
Which one's a bet in round five?
Try time.
Yeah.
I think with Royce...
He looked good when he was on. He just played nine
minutes.
He
always looks good. I think there's just too many mouths to feed in that Cronulla.
That's
pack.
What I was thinking, yeah.
And in 3 weeks' time, Wade Graham
especially
returns
with
as well.
Kaufusi
like,
coming across.
Bench,
like,
it was Connor Tracy and McInnes on the bench and I was like...
An Oregon Kaufusi, though.
Kaufusi's going to suck up minutes.
Yeah, you're running two blokes there that aren't going to rotate through the middle. You think
but who are they rotating, though?
Like, Hamlin or Elliott doesn't play big minutes.
Like, Dale plays decent minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guess so.
Kim McInnes comes on and plays 60.
Because all you need... There's only
X amount of spots on the field.
McInnes only played, I think it was like 26 minutes or 29 minutes or something on the first round. Obviously played a lot more minutes this round.
Mm.
And I think he's just going to ease into the season. But
I think I was thinking with my dick, not my head.
Yeah.
I love Royce too. Yeah. And he's also a guy that, as much as it isn't a great pick, he's a guy that's got upside.
Yeah. Yes. And all I'm looking for is an extra five.
Sorry, as much as it isn't a great pick in hindsight, he has got upside.
But, like, all you need is an extra 5 minutes. You turn that 35 minutes into 40 minutes, he's a 50 to 55 average player. So only because of his PPM. His PPM is like 1.4 or something.
I get you to ride... My resume just caught.
Yeah.
Very generous. Very nice.
Very good.
I gotcha.
All right. Anything else to add on your team, mate? I'll tell you what, if you had to make a prediction right now, where do you finish on the ladder? Where do you think you'll be in your comp? Like, you are going to have to wait a little bit for guys to come back?
I don't think I'll have a problem being top six.
That bottom hand's doing some work there.
Yeah, mate. The thing I like about Walker is he's this every year at the start of the season, and it's just hilarious because it's like, where are you at the end of the season every year?
Looking at his team, I reckon that top hand might be doing a bit of overtime.
Every year it's the same. You go, mate, your team's so good. What the fuck happens? He gets the Walker wobbles.
Woo! I'll tell you what, Walk, we'll get to it soon, but a very nervous car ride in here tonight. Nervous.
He has made some very interesting trades.
Looks good. No, I'll be in the
finals. He got in the car. He's already trying to book a flight back. I said, just sit through it. It's okay. It's okay.
My season rests on Pappenhausen.
100%. 100%.
So if he comes back and he's at 80%, I'm happy.
Yeah. And I mean, all signs look good for Pappy at the moment, so I'm sure he will.
And look.
He's walking without assistance. That's a start.
Tells my grandfather should draft him.
I'm literally watching every Instagram post about him, just going, oh, there's a little bit more weight on that knee. It looks good. Looks all right. Let's go.
Yeah. Why is he wearing a jumper? What's he
doing? But in all seriousness, if he does come back and I've got him for the finals and he's okay, Storm's run is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the better ones, yeah.
So I'll be sitting pretty. But if he doesn't and he looks shit house, I could be.
No, I think the round you got him, it's well and truly worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way.
If he was still sitting there in round three or four of mine, I would have taken him.
Yeah.
But,
I honestly just forgot about him. And then round six rolls around, I go, oh, fuck, righto. Because everyone was
We had a bit of a moment on, I think it was round four, and we were going, it's Pappy watch.
Yeah.
And then we let him go by for two rounds and then, I was just about to get on him.
Because we said, let's make it somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
100%.
And then it gets to a point where you're like, I want to make it my problem now.
I'm ready to be hurt again.
Yes, I'm ready to be hurt.
All right. Which one of you wants to lead the shit show side?
Let me have a fucking...
Well, Guru, you were pick one, weren't you?
I was pick one. So my strategy...
So you had plenty of time to sort out your first pick and then a few options to say for second.
Yeah, I did. And all went to shit very quickly.
Did you set your pre-draft list just out of interest?
No, I don't do pre-draft lists. I think they're for fucking cowards. Okay.
I can see that.
I think a pre-draft list makes people overthink.
Love us, Tiffy. I love
this. We also make sure we have working internet for all of us to get together for a weekend.
Touche. Touche. You
know, sounds like they fucking make it a little bit too easy on themselves. Powder
puff. Too easy on ourselves.
Yeah. Get some obstacles in
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ, you're picking up Sean Lane in round one.
Love it.
Good move. I know you love it.
Wow.
I'd love it too in Bush Week. It'd be fucking unreal. Now, my strategy, I had Cleary.
Yep.
I anticipated Cleary to be better than a 50-point player.
Yeah.
And I still think he will be eventually.
Of course he will be.
I actually don't mind. I'm hoping Penrith starts slow. I think it gives him more hope to be playing at the back end.
Yeah, and he's going to be playing hard too.
Premiership and whatnot. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I'm actually completely okay with how they'll get it sorted eventually. Mm. It'll be okay. I had Cleary. I had about five guys lined up for pick two and pick three, and they just went
drum. Let's get into
one of them was KP. To be fair, so I actually think
blessing in disguise.
It might be a blessing in disguise, but Cleary, happy with him. He was the obvious one. I guess it's round two and round three that are. I'm in for a roast.
Yeah, and you're a round 27 grand final, aren't you?
Yes, so I'm around 27 grand final. So I sat down with you guys and I said Parramatta and South Sydney off the cards for me. No way. Yep. Then I got to a couple of days
out. That lasted a while, didn't it?
Didn't last long, yes. I got to grand final day. No, sorry, I didn't get to draft day. I got to a few days before and I thought, I've been in my comp for 10 years. I've made the grand final five times. I've lost my last three grand finals because I don't have players in the grand final. So I switched my tactic a little bit. And I thought, if, and it might be a case of outthinking, but I'm going to back it in this year. I thought, who is a top player that I can get round two that I know will be there round 27? Cody Walker takes on the Sydney Roosters in that round. And I decided, you know what? I think Cleary can get me to the grand final, but I'm not sure if Cleary can win it for me. And that's why I went Cody Walker. That's now, my
this thing. Is where, when you do your clever little cut-ups in your reels, that you should cut back to you saying, Cody Walker's a bust.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and just adamant about how much
he's a bust. You're on to me when I said that he was a sleeper. And I don't disagree with that,
But as I said, I'm picking him for grand final day. That's why I picked him. Yeah. I'm going to back Cleary to get me there. And against this is the fucking average. Yeah. Almost 100 points in all those games. Ooh. And they'll be coming off a bye. I'm very big this year on teams coming off byes. I really like them. South Sydney against the Roosters last
round. Will you be watching intently this round just to see how he goes and lines up against the Roosters in your potential grand final? No, I don't give a fuck.
It's all about the grand final for me. It gives
you a bit of a cider to see if
it's 25 weeks away. I don't know how much I get out of it realistically. And I just think them having the bye leading into it, I like that. So that was my thinking there. And I'm more than happy to wear that I called him a bust and everything, because I still think during the regular season he probably will be. But I just think that game against the Roosters, he'll be up for it coming off a bye. I'm going to back him to score well there. And I know out of the top probably 30 guys, he's one of few that I can confidently say he will be there in grand final week.
Pick 28 for me is a bit of a reach. I don't know where he went but he slipped pretty hard.
He slipped well into round three for us.
But you need to remember, if I don't get him pick 28, 29,
yeah, he's
50, who am I going to get?
50-something.
And that's what you need to remember, that there's another – I've got to wait 30 more picks to get someone that I think can play grand final week.
Yeah.
And that's where I think sometimes when people look at where guys got picked and whatnot, I think quite often mine will look like a reach.
Yep.
But if you want a guy and you're thinking about him, odds are in the next 30 picks someone else is.
Yep.
You can park the reaching, because I think we'll be covering that again later.
100%, 100%, but I want to get it out there now.
I get the whole...
There was a one shocking
back,
reach
back
in there.
Gut, no.
There was one shocking reach. I almost put a hamstring reaching for it.
I get the whole back your gut call. We always talk about it.
100%.
Yep. But yeah. When your gut says don't pick someone, and then you back your gut and then you end up picking that person, that's where I'm just sort of like, it's blowing my mind a little bit here.
Yeah, no. And as I said, I completely agree with that, except I'm just all about grand final week this week. I'm just going to back myself to get there. And I've learnt it's not that hard to get there. It's winning that week is what matters, which is what I've been able to do.
Who was around him like at that point?
Fifita went the pick before.
Yep.
Kalen Ponga went before that.
I can't remember who was after that.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Well, the guy that took him actually has him and Tommy Turbo.
Sam Walker.
Oh, okay.
But once again, same thing. If you don't take Kalen Ponga there,
if you back him in, he's
a goal kicking 5'8" fullback.
Yeah.
Who are you going to get? And already by that point, your Dewey, your Brimsons, those guys
are gone. Was he a Jewel at the time you drafted?
Yes, he was, yes.
And was your next pick Jewel when you drafted as well?
Yes. Tapanay.
Yeah,
he was Jewel. Yeah, okay. So, and that was
I really like a Tapanay pick.
Also, another situation, I'm stoked the Raiders have started slow, because I want them to get to the back end of the season and be fighting for a top 8 spot.
At the end of the day, because you can sit here and you can pull your teams to pieces, but at the end of the day, if you make grand final and that player helps you win, then...
Which is all I give a fuck about.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, if there's a player that's going to score 150 and you picked him round 7, you would go back and pick him round 1.
Yeah. And that was a big part of my strategy, that outside of Cleary, I think I've picked my next 4 or 5 guys, or my next 4 guys that I think will be playing round. If they're not injured, they'll be playing round 27, which is what I want for my comp, which is why I didn't draft a single Parramatta Eel.
And it's obvious that you back yourself to be in the finals, which is what we all do here on this panel, that we back ourselves to make the finals.
Yep.
So you draft for the finals then?
I draft ready for the finals. I draft for round 27.
Yep.
And it allowed me to do that because I have Cleary.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was my whole logic. It's a bit of a gamble, but I've learned the hard way that if you don't have the team in round 27, who gives a fuck?
I mean, it makes zero fucking sense to me, but we'll come back to this and happy ending.
We'll see you in round 27.
And we'll talk about it.
I love it. Yeah. Joe Tapanay, any pushback there?
None.
He'll be fine.
For me, he's the best front row forward option.
Yep.
And because he's got Jewel, he pumps up. Yeah. I think that's a steal for you.
I spent all last year trying to find back rowers and front row forwards, which kind of sounds like what you might be doing, back row forwards.
Yep.
I got so many Jewels and so many back rowers this year that I'm low on CTWs, which we'll talk about. But I think I can find CTWs as I go, because I've left 2 RFs and everything.
Yep. Well, and the thing is, like, especially in our league, but it seems like the positions that – do have the most depth and you can find the most value in are 2RFs and CTWs.
They're the two deepest spots.
Yeah.
Exactly. And especially with, you know, there's a lot of turnover in those positions as well. And you can usually get some good stuff. Free agents, especially as well.
The other one that was sitting there at this point was Tino. And I really considered him, but I thought, do I want to run with two front row forwards? So I just thought, you know what, I'm going to shore up 5'8".
Yep. Mm,
there weren't any good hookers left there.
Yep.
Jaden Bradley was there. I thought I'd get him next round. He went the pick before me as well, so that was a kick in the dick. But shout out to Steve, you cunt. So that were my first.
Yeah, Stevie, well done.
Oh, he'll be stoked with that. One of the great Sims of all time.
Love it.
All right. Who wants to kick us off?
All right. Round four. The first of your reaches. Well, actually, second reaches if you include Cody. Adam Elliott.
Mm.
Pick 56.
It's a believer pick.
Jesus. It is a believer pick.
You're
picking and sticking though, aren't you?
Yeah. I had good mail that when he's fit, he's going to play 60, 65.
Yeah. Which is what we all thought.
He'll turn that into 65-70 easily.
Quite easily. Yep. HIAs and everything nowadays. I thought looking at the trials, their middles were soft as butter.
Mm.
Haven't been disproven yet.
Not at all.
And I think that once Adam Elliott does come in and he's fit, I knew he was carrying a groin injury. I was under the impression he wasn't going to play round one. I think he pushed it a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Too keen to come in.
Mm. But if I didn't have bets to win, he'd still be on my side.
Yeah, fair. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And well, so, yeah, Elliot
and picked up half of the fucking injury ward.
Yeah.
And there's the argument that I went too early on Elliot, which is fair. But once again, back my gut in on that one.
Yep. Yep.
And
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If I don't go him then, who's going to be my gun to RF I get?
That actually makes sense because I knew that you were big on him and it's their backy gut call. So that makes sense to me. You're back to gut. I like that.
The next guy.
It's Campbell, isn't it?
Campbell Graham, yeah. Oh,
Not Wade.
He was just there.
Not Wade.
Yeah. No, it's Campbell Graham.
I've seen a few of these picks.
We love the pick now.
Yeah.
Oh, did you think it was Wade?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you said one thing, you meant the other. I loved it. Nice. Very good. Coming off the back fence, boys.
Yeah.
Got
well
me.
Played, mate. Well played.
Campbell Graham, I just thought he was on the board for too long.
Look, he's
also
unreal.
Didn't have a CTW at this point. So
he looks amazing at the moment.
A serial killer is the boys on Fox say.
The best, eh? Yeah, it's so fucking good.
But he is a fucking weapon.
He is.
Yeah. He's the Bunnies' best over the first two rounds, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
silky skills.
Once again, gonna play 27 as well.
Yep.
Yep.
So if Cleary can just get me there grand final week.
He could be almost matchup proof as well.
I think he's almost gonna be top five. CGW.
Yeah, I think he's a really good chance to as well. Yeah. I was very surprised he was still there. Very surprised.
So. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.